welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you ran about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
All right, Jeffrey, we're back.
Back from a long vacation.
Yep, sabbatical, maybe.
Yeah.
I was on an administrative leave of absence. What do they call it? Administrative duty.
Yeah. But you weren't getting paid, were you?
No, unpaid.
Unpaid administrative
unpaid leave. Or whatever. Yeah. Unpaid suspension.
Yeah.
That's another show we're going to get into later. He'll have his time.
But welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Well, that's show at my age, isn't it?
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah.
I used to watch on Nick at Night.
Nick at Night? What the hell is that? Reruns?
That's the reruns.
See, I watched the originals, dummy. That tells you how old I am.
So I called you up last minute to come to a show. I haven't been feeling like recording lately. I think I missed 4 weeks in a row, something like that. 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We had the Kershaw County Council meeting last night.
Yeehaw!
Right? And even though I haven't been putting out a podcast, doesn't mean I stopped being involved in our local government. So we went to the meeting last night.
And the BFW World Series... champion, going to the World Series, so, travel ball, oh my God, celebrations, yeah, oh, and Julie Burns in the middle.
Make sure you get
I love you guys, you know what I mean?
I'm sure he's a member of the American Legion. Uh-huh. Definitely not a member of the VFW. So, I called you last minute because, you know, I was digesting what happened in the meeting last night, and today is September 14th for the people. This will be whenever this comes out. I don't know.
Of the year 2022.
Yeah. So the meeting was on the 13th last night. So I'm on the ride home talking with my son. That's the first council meeting he's been to.
That was his first?
Yeah.
Oh, cool deal. I bet.
And he had a kind of an awakening, just, you know. So on the way home, as I'm laying in bed, when I wake up this morning, I'm thinking about it, man. Am I angry, or is my heart broken? You know, the difference between just being angry or being hurt. Because from what we saw last night, it's over. That's it.
You're seeing the actual face of government. He saw it last night in a way that he had never seen it before.
How easily somebody can justify reaching into your pocket and taking your money and taking your treasure that you earned through your labors.
Yeah.
But he saw how easy, and
say he's doing it for your good.
Yeah, because,
And actually believe it.
Actually, he believes it.
And actually believe it.
So, and I'm thinking, like, man, this is a pretty good teaching moment with my son. He's 21 years old, recently home from the Navy. But that I'm still his father. All right, so I'm trying to say, like, should I talk to my son and say, we're fucked, man, that's it, it's over? Or is there need for further battles?
Then is there optimism?
Right.
What you're saying.
Is there, so you're saying we got a chance, right?
Yeah.
Like one in a million. So there's a chance.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, right now I'll take that one. So and I said last night that I was hoping this would be the last council meeting I'd have to go to.
Yeah.
And I can just go back to the undisclosed location, which we're at today. I forgot to mention, coming to you from the undisclosed
from the undisclosed location,
deep in the heart of Kershaw County,
with the best pizza in Because that
we have the best pizza store in Casa right down the road, the Casa Country Store. Go see Aislinn, the Vote Matt special. I don't even know if I want to call this a Vote Matt podcast anymore.
Well, we can change the name.
That's whatever.
We can change the name to whatever. Whatever. And, you know, that's not a bad name, man.
It is what it is, podcast.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But anyway, I prefer pepperoni with onions and extra cheese. So tell her that's the Vote Matt pizza. Swamp Log Artisans Gallery, thank you so much. Go check them out. Listen to our commercial if we have it. Yeah, we're going to put the commercial in there because what the hell. And, you know, the Casa store. Go see them. So do I want to just circle the wagons out here and keep to myself, be a hermit, don't worry, whatever, build your houses, build, do your, tax me, whatever, you got to tax me, you know, and I'm going to live my life? Or do I need to follow what's in my heart and speak out on it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the question that comes many times in somebody that's educated to the point they understand exactly how bad we are, what kind of shape we're in.
You know, like Sun Tzu would say, never enter into a battle that you haven't already won before the battle starts.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this an unwinnable fight that we need to withdraw and have self-preservation, or do we press forward? We know we're going to win. That's really, then that brought me to, like, what are we fighting for? Why do I have to fight these people? And it's, to me, it all comes down to liberty.
Liberty.
You know.
What the hell is that?
I have liberty. I'm born with it. And they're trying to take it away. That's
chaos. So like Josephine always says, they're trying to kill us all?
Yeah.
So what is it?
Why?
Yeah, what is this liberty? What is this freedom? Because we use those terms interchangeably.
Yeah.
And what does it mean to have it? And then is it worth the cost to get it?
Right. So the founding founders, I'm not going to call them founding fathers, but the founders of this republic, they wrote the Declaration of Independence, which says we are in...
Let's get this part of history straight. There were only... Jefferson was not involved in the writing of the Constitution. He wrote the Declaration and all.
Right.
And there were several people that signed that also signed the Constitution.
Same.
But Jefferson was off in France, mm-hmm, while a constitutional convention was going on, which was a secret plot by Alexander Hamilton to screw with everybody.
So the Bill of Rights
was an afterthought.
It was a way
to placate enough states to get passage of the...
So that laid out, we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So go further. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we're talking specifically liberty here.
Life, liberty, and property is the way it was first done, and then the edit was happiness.
The pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people, I tell people, you don't have a right to be happy. You have a right to pursue your happiness.
Yeah.
Whether you get there or not, that's up to you, which goes into liberty. My liberty, what's liberty to me is different from what's liberty to Jeff, or what's...
Or Fred, or John, or Bob.
My neighbor.
Or Sue, or Mary.
Right. But it boils down to, and a book was written about it, and it's, don't steal people's things. Don't steal shit. What is it? Don't hurt anybody.
Don't hurt anybody, and don't steal people's shit.
Don't steal the shit. That's what it is. I couldn't get it straight.
Yeah.
Don't hurt anybody, don't steal.
It's so simple, we can't even say it. that's what I talked about at County Council the last meeting.
Yes.
About going through all these codes and judging against that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has anybody been harmed, or has anybody's shit been stolen?
Right.
And you could judge every law, rule, regulation there is on that. And if it doesn't meet that standard in any way, you strike it out the books. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, you'd end up with just one book.
Yeah. It'd be thin, too.
Yeah.
Pamphlet.
Be like Reader's Digest.
There you go.
And that's what we're fighting for, yeah, I think.
But we have this understanding between two people that your liberty is yours, my liberty is mine. They might look completely different, but that's your business, right?
Right.
It's none of mine. But we
understand. What you put on your piece of property.
Whatever, man. Don't hurt me. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But we understand there's a line there. These are my liberties, those are yours. This is my property, that is yours. When you start to infringe on that, now remember, you only have the inherent right to a pursuit of happiness.
Yep.
You know, maybe your neighbor pisses you off by playing loud music. I mean, whatever. Don't infringe on mine. I won't infringe on yours, and we'll be cool. And if everybody had that mindset, Jeff, they wouldn't be worried about what, like those people said, oh, she bought property over there, and she's keeping dogs on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Kershaw County, and you live in Camden, city of Camden. Somebody was asking me, like, why are those people here complaining about a dog sanctuary? I said, because they're Camdenites, and they want to be in everybody else's business except their own.
Well, and it's not just Camdenites.
No, no, no. This is nationwide.
It's busybodies.
Do-gooders, like you said.
Well, they're victims of the same culture that you and I went through.
Yeah.
Who knows what broke us through loose of it, you know? And
I think it was head trauma for me.
You know what I mean? Look at how many years that they've had the public education system, and you can there's a direct correlation between it and the rise of government.
Yes.
And the worship of government.
True.
Government, like I told them last night, what are we trying to be? Our own gods. Because, you know, even Russell said something about after the meeting that you need to act like you're in church. And I said, government is not my God.
Yes.
And I think that people consider it is subconsciously right there up there next to godliness.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is induced by these dirty, rotten, evil, I'm going to refrain from that.
Oh, yeah, if you don't want to curse.
Yeah, don't want to curse.
There's women and children listening.
Yeah, ooh, they're tender virgin ears, don't you know?
Right.
Oh, why'd you even bring that up?
We'll get there. Let's go. I'm sorry, I interrupted your flow.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's what it is. And it's induced. Now you got the government indoctrinating ever increasingly dumbed down generations.
Yeah, it's easier and easier until it's automatic. Right?
Yeah, yeah, and so we look now that and people feel it in every sense and everything that their freedom is shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's more apparent now.
Right, because
this Rona thing was magical. Right. I almost did a tap dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, finally, something's going to come. I'm just waking these sheeple up, you know. Hey, brothers and sisters, come. Come over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's interesting that I've seen a lot of that movement. But it also saddens me I hadn't seen enough.
You know, I
think that's where we're fighting for liberty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
we got to have numbers.
Numbers. It's a numbers game, right. So last night at the council meeting, it was the third reading of the millage increase to pay for the budget that they already said that they started paying money out on, right?
Done deal, too. We knew it, too. You knew it. I knew it. Yeah. Everybody on council knew it. Yeah. There was only a few people in the audience that didn't know that this was a done deal.
Nice.
Bought, sold, wrapped up with a big old fat bow on it.
Print it.
Yeah, yeah.
Print the checks.
And it said, use lubricant before inserting.
Yeah, yeah. So you got up and spoke before I did on the open
public hearing.
Public hearing.
Yeah. I held that at first. I thought that that was an interesting thing too. That that he, you know, Julie Burns likes to always throw those things up first to separate them from the vote, right?
Right.
Well, I think last night it actually worked to our advantage because you and I were the first two speakers up front on the public hearing and each got a good significant amount of time because that's a 10-minute limit. Yeah. And the lady that, that signed up on the wrong sheet raised her hand. And I think because of the way we have addressed counsel, it gave her more confidence.
Absolutely.
And then when the public comment section came in and her friend went up and spoke first, she did a primo.
It was really good.
Primo job.
Yeah.
And I think that, that this time, Julie Burns' tactic of putting this thing separate like that worked to our advantage. Mm. Not necessarily to sway votes, but to sway the crowd, to embolden them.
Yes.
And I thought that was a victory.
It was a victory. It was a big victory.
Yeah.
And there was people who stuck around that were there for the baseball or the Revolutionary Proclamation, whatever that was.
The Committee of 250 for the 250th anniversary of the Revolution.
It's another gangbang.
10 years from now. And they were up there begging the government to help them. And everybody said, we're going to help you.
And then, so what was the focus of your debate?
My talk with him?
Yeah.
My talk was...
Because really, that forum, at that when we got up to speak, was basically our chance to debate because we could ask direct questions and they could answer or they could ask us questions. None chose to, but those are the rules of that this procedure.
Yeah.
So we were given 10 minutes to basically state our case.
Yeah, each person 10 minutes. That's the Jeffy rule. It used to be unlimited, but I screwed that one up. So
thanks,
screwed the pooch on that one, you know. But I was just asking philosophical questions about how government gets its rights. Does government have rights? Because individuals have the right to not be infringed on, to be free to do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting anybody or stealing anybody's shit, right?
Yeah.
But government has rights beyond that. They have the right to steal, which is taxation. They have the right to enforce a monopoly on violence, which individuals do not possess.
Right.
So I was asking, how many individuals does it take to get those magical powers that all them individuals don't have separately?
Yeah, that's what you said. How many people have to agree that theft is legal to make it legal?
How many?
And that's what, when we were talking before the show, where our liberty just took a crazy turn immediately. What we thought was liberty, what we thought was our government that had our best interests, immediately took a turn really quick and started getting, it turned our republic into a democracy. In republics, we elect representatives, they represent us. Democracy is mob rule, just straight up votes. And people honestly think when they're voting for president that they're voting in a democratic election. And that's not true.
Whether you believe in a republic or a democracy
or government,
or government at all. But yeah, they tell it, they've convoluted the idea of representative republic versus a democracy. And they're giving us the illusion now of a democracy, but it's a democracy of corporatism.
Yeah. And so,
under the guise of mob rule.
With my son, you know, last night, I said, you look at the president elections, you look at Senate, that's just a circus. Those are clowns up there dancing for our entertainment. the real tyranny and the real face of this evil is sitting amongst us, and they're on the county councils, and they smile at you when they steal from you or when they kill you.
Yeah, the guys local smile directly in your face. Yeah. The guys up the hill and everything smile into a television camera.
And I talked to a lady just at the coffee shop right before I went up there, and she said, I'm a conservative, and I thought, what are you? And I said, well, you would say one thing, I would say another. I'm like, how do I describe what my politics are now? Because our government has turned from a representative government. It's not a representative government anymore. The real people that we can affect change, they're gone. We can't.
R&D do not matter.
No, it doesn't matter. That's a circus. Those are clowns. Like I said, the clowns dance for entertainment. The real evil is here at the county level, and that's where we can actually affect change. You see what just a few of us got getting up there to speak, standing our ground, causes Julie Burns to have a business meeting right in the middle of the dang, and he took off.
Yeah, he left in a vehicle with Florida tags, by the way.
Maybe he's planning on moving.
We can't be that lucky. that'd be a Julie Burns movie.
Yeah, there'll be a next one. And so that when you're up there asking those questions, how many people does it take to agree to steal, that stealing's legal for it to be legal? And I think that concept just went right over their heads.
Most of them.
And like we were talking, we're not up there really talking to them at the council. And we're talking to the people sitting behind us and the people watching on Facebook and YouTube. These people aren't even paying attention, you know. So we're really going up there to speak for these people, to embolden other people, hopefully, to join the movement.
Well, there's always, you always hope for hope and change. Mm-hmm. Obama and his hope and changing and all that kind of business. Mm-hmm. Well, I still hope that them rascals change and come to the realization that they're flying a unicorn that is devouring all the labor under this guise of sunshine and lollipop farts coming out his unicorn ass. Mm. That's what all this is.
Yeah, they're not going to go away until
In the end, it's going to turn into a dragon that breathes fire and burns your ass.
That's true.
That's what's going to happen.
We're there.
We're watching the transition to flame-throwing. Look at your poopy pants and his little red background bullshit. Do you think what that... That's a fire-breathing, dumbass dragon right there.
You're damn right.
Now, he's the puppet, but you know what's back behind that? F-15s and nuclear weapons is what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
You motherfucker. Right. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry, Russell. That ain't no curse words. That's describing exactly what he is.
Yep. It's a fucking shit
sandwich. Damn pedophiles running the damn place.
Like we used to say, it's in the army. It's a shit sandwich, and we all got to take a bite. I think George Carlin might have said that first.
Yeah, I think he said it.
Everybody, every time we've been asked this
question. I'm talking about, man, you know when Russell said it stopped me for saying damn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I said, I thought of immediately. My mind actually played George Carlin's the 8 damn words
that's
you couldn't
exactly
say
what
on
I
television.
Shit, damn, fuck, cut.
Yeah, shit, fuck, motherfucker, cut, fuck. I thought about using that routine the next county move.
That, when he interrupted you, and Russell has actually been doing good things lately, and we've been praising him, and I got coffee from his coffee shop down there, you know, and it's good. Better than Starbucks, like I said.
Russell was stretching last night.
He's trying to fluff his feathers up.
So
he's been doing good, but when he interrupted you, I'm like, man, don't talk over a citizen who is speaking with First Amendment rights.
Y'all, Matt was getting ready to jump up on the platform up yonder. The Marines is coming, y'all.
Pointing his finger and trying to talk down, and he said, I'll talk to you after the meeting. And I said, I hope that's not a threat, Russell. But anyway, I stuck around after the meeting to talk to him. So what had happened was, Jeffy was given his talk, and he happened to do the most horrible crime of all by saying, damn.
Damn.
And then Russell jumps in and interrupts him and whatnot. All that ensues.
And said, we will not use...
I'm not going to allow not, that.
I don't even know.
That's what I said. Quote. You don't preside over the council, man. You're... You can't say what you will and will not allow.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's where we've come to, where politicians feel like, I'm not going to allow that in here. Well, who the fuck is you, man?
He even said he would order the...
You can't order this deputy.
Or Barry over yonder, the popo, to come and take you away, or me away, or whoever away.
Right. And people forget that's public property. That's a public forum.
Damn it!
Open forum.
Damn.
You can say whatever you damn well please.
Oh, damn. Come on, man. Damn. I can't believe you'd say such a damn thing.
So after the meeting, Russell came up to me, and I told him straight to his face, Russell, the Constitution doesn't give a fuck what you think about cuss words. And that's kind of like where you have to draw your line.
Damn, man, you didn't do that, did you?
But what do you say, Jeff? We've got to draw a line in the concrete, right? It ain't sand because sand shifts.
Sand shifts.
The concrete is forever. So that was kind of me showing him, that's my line in the concrete, man.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be a part of that, then...
I knew exactly where you were coming from when you jumped in. And my computer was going, you know, trying to decide what the hell to do, you know.
Right.
I thought about saying, oh, I apologize. Damn it. You know, like that. But then I said, no. Let me break this up.
Yeah.
And settle him down and let him hang himself.
Mm-hmm.
Later. Because I know what he's going to do. He's going to justify it by in a little rant somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I respect him. I respect the fact that he doesn't like certain language.
Right.
I respect that.
Yeah, he don't have
to. But he doesn't. You're exactly right, Matt. And you said it right after that. It doesn't matter if he likes it or not.
Yeah.
But what he went into later as his excuses for it and everything, mm-hmm. and then afterwards he told me that he thought we should act like we were in church when in here.
That's where
and I said, like government is not my God.
Right.
I have irreverence
mm-hmm.
for you and your clan up here.
It's the anti-God. Antichrist.
Yes. And it's us.
Yeah, right.
Huh? Who killed Jesus?
We did.
It was us.
We did it to ourselves, man.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we're supposed to do.
This is the lesson. This is the lesson that this is the reason I go out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want other people to understand what the hell we're doing.
Right.
It's like I said last night. It's the reason I do this YouTube thing called Adventures in Idiocracy, because mankind is insane.
How dare you?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Welcome back. We had a little technical difficulty, but before we left, we were talking about the
insanity
of people, basically, society, human
this
beings.
Idea that we have to create our own God because God's not here to watch after us and order us to do everything. I said we're like little children, lost in the way. We need Big Daddy to tell us what to do, and then eventually when Big Daddy becomes tyrannical and starts whipping and beating and killing, then millions and millions and millions of people are dead. Look at the Bolshevik Revolution, look at China, look at Pol Pot, look at Hitler, look at World War One, World War Two. Look at all these mass murders.
There's a YouTube channel, Epic History, and they break down, you know, like Napoleon's rise and the Napoleonic Wars and all that sort of stuff. And they break it up into 20-minute little segments. And it's really cool. It's animated. But it seems like we've been doing this since the beginning. Like, we flew too close to the sun. Now we're going to crash to Earth and start over again. And it, this whole the discussion of why we're up there is like, we're not, our toes aren't hanging over the cliff edge right now. Like, we're getting there, though, really fast. So we still feel in our heart of hearts that there's something we can do. There's a winnable fight here. Like I said, Sun Tzu and the Art of War. That this fight is still winnable.
History
shows that we've won this fight already.
History so shows worth fighting. History shows this this up and down,
rise and fall of empires.
Yeah, and liberty coming back. Tyranny to liberty. If you want to watch it on a wave curve.
Weak men create hard times. Hard times create hard men. Hard men create weak men. Weak men create hard times.
And we're in that cycle of weak men.
Yeah.
And converting into hard times.
Yeah, I don't want to be all toxic masculine here, Jeffy. I'm trying to be politically correct. But
G.I. Jane ain't going to do it, though. No. I hate to tell you that, but G.I. Jane ain't going to do it.
You know, there is a really strong movement because I'm in the homesteading community. Like, I talked to, I'm not on Facebook anymore, but there's a lot of homesteads and there's a community of them, and it's all traditional home values. They're not hippies. They're not, breakaway factions or, whatever. Although they may be one of those. But these are people who have just tried to return to their traditional values, right? They just want to, the husband works, does manual labor, the wife does the takes care of the homestead and raises the children. Both equally important, both hard, and you have a community of like-minded people. Then,
mm-hmm.
And that's, there's a big movement on that, man. Yeah. And I feel like Kershaw County here in South Carolina is really teetering on, like, we're running full,
we're beginning full to see the split.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to see movement. I'm starting to see a lot of interest in an idea I had of a co-op. Kind of deal.
And a sovereign wealth fund.
Well, the co-op would be to, you would buy into it, a membership, and every month you would get products to choose from all the variety of people around here.
A subscription farmer's market.
Kind of like that. It would allow funding of transportation means and where food would come to a central area where you could pick it up and your order for that month would be ready.
Yeah.
And it would also enable funding of people that wanted to get into the co-op could come in and say, look, I don't know how to damn farm. I got this right here. And that might would be able to have a micro loan to put in a garden for them, and the way they pay it back is in their product, but the profit, Jeff, from the product.
Let me interrupt you, man. That sounds like communism.
That sounds like, as long as you don't have a central authority.
There's a big difference between voluntary communal living in communism.
Well, this wouldn't be communal living, but...
Well, okay, I mean, but there's one central part missing in communism. There's something in communism that's not in communal living, and that's your overlord, your god, ruling over you, which communism is a worship of the state.
The monopoly on violence is what it is. The monopoly on violence is key.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot have an entity... An immortal entity. But because living. when we created this government, not me and you, but them fellas way back when, they created this immortal being.
Right.
Called the United States of America, right?
That should be worshipped.
Well, yeah, because this is an immortal being that's going to protect your rights, don't you know?
Right.
You see? And so... now, what have we got? Your immortal baby has grown up.
And they think
and it ain't got nothing better to do than eat up everything, including your ass.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
That's what every government does.
Right.
So what I'm after is... I would want total liberty. Now, people said, "Oh, you want utopia?" I said, "Well, I have no illusions. I want utopia."
Sure.
You know, who wouldn't want it? You don't want a utopia, you dumbass. Oh, great day. Right. Hey, you know, a psychopath, people that run the fucking world.
Right.
Most everybody else wants utopia.
Yeah, yeah. Like we said before, you know, there's really the people who look at life as it's this is a war and I'm going to win at all costs. Damn the you know, casualties. And then there's other people who are like, I just want to be in my house and love on my kids and teach them my faith and cut the grass on Sunday.
And yelling at the TV, why are we over in Ukraine?
Right. That's all I want. Don't I? So those are just normal people, right? But then you have the psychopaths who say, this is a game and I need to win this game. I need to be like these people could have gone off into private society, made millions of dollars, retired, and their kids play rugby at Harvard and all that kind of crap. But they chose to get their wealth from being in a position of power over people.
Yeah.
So that is psychopathy, man. That's it. And they're not even. They don't say, "Damn the casualties." They don't even think about the casualties. You're not a thought to them.
No, that's a number.
They're psychopaths, man.
That's a number. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it breeds out of the power thing.
For real.
And that monopoly on violence. Mm-hmm. Just like last night. Russell's not a violent person now. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know.
But that power last night had him.
Yeah, you could see the smile.
It had him.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I wanted to observe. And that's why I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, man. You know, damn.
Right.
But that's what it is. And you see that little inkling of it in him.
The twinkle in the
eye. That Russell's a good guy. Russell's a good man. He really is.
I believe so.
You might not agree with some of the things, but he's a good man.
Yes.
But that twinkle last night was... To me, because I can spot it in a...
Yeah.
I've been studying it too long, you know what I mean?
That's why I spoke out immediately.
And whether he knew it or not, you know, I don't know that that was a conscious, I've got the power, or I'm right.
I think he felt righteous, and then when it slipped out, he's like, ooh, he felt that tingle in his taint, you know, that little... Ooh.
Oh, I'm sure
everybody's
the tangle
eyes
guy.
Were on me.
The tangle.
You know,
guy.
I'm in charge here.
Yeah,
this is nice. That you could see it immediately, and that's why I'm in a different stage than you in my journey, Jeff. Where you're able to pause, contemplate, you know, look over the situation. I'm still in the fight mode, like.
Yeah, we have different ways.
Yes, yeah,
and I appreciate that immensely because we hit them. It's like hitting them with two bricks.
Yeah,
you know, or a rock and a brick, something different.
Sure. Yeah. And
it also we hit the same notes in different ways.
Right.
So the music is different.
And it's not anything that we planned ahead of time.
No. You know, I don't know what the hell I'm going to say when I go up there.
Yeah, mine's, I have to type
you
it
You got everything like, wrote down. I used to do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to do that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I found that I got good at it, but it wasn't... you know how I am. I'm free flowing and got to swing my arms around and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, we're just in different stages of our journey, and I am coming to a place where I'm, you know, let them say what they're going to say, because, like you said, they're only putting their head in the noose for it, you know, they're putting their own head in the noose, is what I would say, and you know, let them speak, let them say what they're going to say, because real people who have a brain and they're thinking. We'll say, wait a second. You can't tell that man what he can and cannot say. We have the freedom of speech. Wait, let me look a little bit further into this. What is going on really at this county?
Two ladies outside said that my talk made them think. made them think about things that they never thought before. In itself.
Yep, we're getting that snowball rolling down the hill.
You little bastard, hurry up. And that's,
it circles back around to our original point of, is this a fight worth fighting? Is this a winnable war? I say yes. Sometimes I go across the other side, like, you know, like I text you, I was like, fuck this, man.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
Yeah.
These people get what they deserve. I have my shit straight, so whatever. Yeah. And, man, how quickly it just turns right back on the proper stream, the flow I'm supposed to be on.
Yeah. You have ebbs and tides. I did, too, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Man, when I first woke up, my first 2 years, holy shit. I'd be up for days and days at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, literal days, studying and printing out reams and reams of paper and everything, and oh my God, look at this, and I end up painting all the walls in the living room with chalkboard paint, and I mean, it was crazy. And then I got to the angry part after I got through the depressed part.
It's like the stages of grief.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Because your old self was dying and a new one is here.
Mm-hmm. When you begin to realize everything that you've been told, I mean, almost everything, is a lie.
Yeah.
It crushes you. But what's on the other side is liberty. Because as the truth will set you free.
Yes.
Now, I might not do it bodily as much as mentally.
Right.
But it allows you to open your mind and assess what all the white noise is out there around you.
And then you can start filtering it out.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, they cut the cable, right? They cut the cord, get rid of cable TV.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm so much happier. This is so strange. I'm so much happier.
It takes a little while.
Right.
It takes a little while. Yeah, it's kind of like alcoholic.
They say
going cold turkey.
Yeah. They say people who use regular deodorant, if they switch to natural deodorant without the aluminum, you'll go through aluminum withdrawals. You'll actually have some kind of withdrawal symptoms from it.
Yeah.
I switched. I don't use any.
Well, it's kind of like me and cigarettes. If I had to give up a damn cigarette, I'd probably kill you, Matthew.
So what is, you know, that, and it comes back to our liberties, right? Yeah.
We're trying to teach liberty.
What is it that we're fighting for? We're trying to knock these guys down a few pegs. So let's say these are not gods. This is our common man here, you know,
and there is no such thing as a collective.
No.
It cannot have rights that individuals do not have.
The government is a living person.
I don't care how bad you think it is that government wouldn't be there to force everybody to do anything. Mm-hmm. I don't care how bad you think that might be. The problem is you're a thief. If you advocate for that, you're a thief.
Right.
And there's no right that any individual or group of individuals has to thieve and force people to do things.
You're exactly right.
I don't care how big your problem is, and I don't care how much you want to cry about my roads.
And my college debt now.
Yeah, or my
whatever.
My little Revolutionary War park down here in Camden.
Yeah.
My little swamp park over yonder. My little economic development bullshit over yonder. My little fee and lieu.
Right.
My little community center over here. My little bike trail over yonder. My Medicare, my Social Security, my everything. You're in debt to the fucking devil, y'all.
That's it. That's exactly right.
And you got them training your youngins.
Yeah, you give your
kids. And you got them training your youngins.
You're sacrificing your children to the state.
To Moloch.
Yeah, Moloch. Literally.
Literally. It's so. That's so why I say we're insane.
Jeff, we've gone the full spectrum of. We just want people to take notice and start asking questions about, why are they doing that little thing? Why are they putting a garden right there? Who's paying for that? Now we're all the way to Moloch.
It all leads back to Moloch. Hey, you know, like Star Trek.
This is like old school.
This is the Borg. You will be assimilated. Yeah. Resistance is futile.
Yeah. This is the old school Vote Matt podcast, man.
You can name it off the chain, but always leave, you know, open your mind, and you know who never, you know, he didn't do nothing.
We ain't leaving the undisclosed location unless it's in a body bag. dude. So I think this is going to be a new direction that we're going to take with this podcast. And I'm just going to go back to whatever I feel like talking about. Whatever makes me happy, whatever I want to talk about. I'm going to have my fight, and we're going to keep you all updated with the county and the sheriff battles. Not going away, but this, I'm going back to having fun. I have my sabbatical. I have my time in rehab, my time, you know, in the garden, doing my thing, and like everything in life, ups and downs. And it's only been 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm ready to go again. So,
yeah. Hey,
it was a good.
Hey, you know, back in the Civil War and the Revolutionary War and Vietnam and Iraq and all these little wars and everything, they didn't keep you up there the whole time, did they?
No, you get a little leave.
Yeah, you got a little R&R kind of deal, you know, eat some beanie weenies and everything before you get your ass cut up and shot up and all that.
Just give you enough time to get home and see homeboy in the bed, Jody.
Yeah, oh, Jody. You know, I was a dependent. I know who Jody is.
you know, whatever, Jeff, man, I just want to have fun. I'm going to live my life. I was like Alan Watts. He's basically talking about why are we here? What is rain is raining, people are peopling, trees are treeing, you know. So what are you? What are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm a people and I'm gonna keep peopling, you know.
Alan Watts was a great voice. He's been dead a number of years.
Yeah, I don't think he went far enough in opening his mind. And that's dumbass me with a Midlands Tech degree talking about
it. Well, like, you know, I don't.
He didn't go into spiritual
matters. Yeah, I don't judge too much anymore on how far somebody is or isn't or anything like that. You know, I'll comment on it, but it doesn't really matter.
No.
It's the voice that, and see, this is what I think is important about us going to county council.
Yeah.
Me doing these stupid ass videos and you doing your stupid ass podcast and all this kind of stuff,
true.
You know, is that this voice of freedom and liberty and all that must be heard. Otherwise, it will be extinguished forever.
Right.
And if my kids don't see what I see now, they're going to see Terminator.
Exactly.
And I don't like Terminator. I never liked that damn movie. That little red-eyed, good guy.
Artificial.
No. You know, that's predictive programming and everything. We've been subjected to it so long.
Yep.
Now we think our iPhone need to be shoved up our ass so we can damn buy a damn fruit cocktail at the damn food line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
These people are crazy, and now we're going into digital currencies and all the.
Let me give you a beam of hope here. Let me give you my son.
Hell yeah, give me some hope.
My 21 year old son, you know, went and sailed the seas with the Navy, did lived a little bit of life, came back home. But even before he left for that, he was asking questions. He's like, "What am I supposed to do?" You know, he's kind of like looking at his hands, like, "Okay, I'm here. Now what?" You know, like you get in a video game for the first time, you know.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, and he asked me the first question that kicked off our conversation today was, "Hey, Dad, you ever heard of ego death?" And I was like, "Dude, who the hell are you? What?" And so we had to start having a talk about egos. And what is the ego? Why do we feel, as human beings, like, why do we get egos? Why do we... And that's... ties into politics. It's ego driven, man. It's self worship or worshiping a false god.
An entity.
And then, you know,
it's team all red connected. Or team
and then
blue.
We get talked about the county council meeting last night, and I told them, like, this is war, man. Like, they might not want to admit it, and there's a lot of people behind me that don't want to even think about it. But this is war.
Yeah.
And this is a philosophical war. This is a spiritual war, you know, for liberty. And we're just barely hanging on to the tail, man. Yeah. And I said, but this also comes back to who are you? Who do you
want to be?
Who do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Would you rather be free or do you want to be enslaved? Because there is no gray area in between.
Yeah. And then you ask them what the definition is.
Right.
What is liberty?
What is
freedom?
And then they're going to say, they're going to spit out something. This is what liberty is. You know, I got the freedom of speech, right to bear arms. And okay, but those are laws made by the government.
Yeah.
What is your liberty? You know, and so the people listening to this, you need to ask yourselves, what is liberty? What does it mean to me?
And then I think it's important that once you determine that, to like I always say, write down everything that when you get up in the morning mm-hmm. that the government has a piece of.
Yeah.
Now, the same thing for liberty. Write down how many things that government restricts of your liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You can start when you get in your car. Everything about that car, just about ruled, regulated, and everything else, you have to, they tell you, you have to have a driver's license.
Yeah.
To travel down the road with your own property.
You're right.
Right?
Supposedly
you're right. Yeah, you know, they try to tell you that. They try to tell you that you own your own property. Try building something on your property. Write that down. No, they won't let me build it without their permission.
You can't dig the gold out of the ground if there's gold there.
Haircutting places. Oh, my haircut. You know, she didn't have a license. And, you know.
Put her in prison.
Oh, my toilet. Oh, shit. It won't flush because it's 1.5 gallons because the government says so.
Yeah.
How about in 2023 when the government says incandescent or outlaw?
That's insane.
Incandescent light bulbs is outlaw. Now, y'all greeny weenies, LEDs, and charge your car. Oh, damn, we ain't got no electricity. What the fuck? Yeah. You got to be insane to even believe in it, this idiocracy.
Right. So let's. What is liberty?
What is it?
What is your liberty? What is mine? Does it matter that you don't agree with mine? So the first question is, what is liberty? Right. Next, you need to ask yourself, is that my definition of liberty, or is that some preconceived notion of what freedom is? You know, liberty is also not hurting other people, though. You can't have one without the other. So people really need to ask themselves, what do I want in life? What is liberty? I want liberty. I want to be free. I want to live. Okay. What does that mean? Ask yourself these questions, and then just keep going, man. Keep pushing. What is it? And eventually, you're going to get down to it, and it is whatever you say it is.
Yeah, you have to question your own beliefs.
Absolutely. Constantly.
That can hurt. So, you know.
It's the ego. It kills your ego. It kills it.
Yeah.
It's a slow, painful death to kill your ego.
Yeah. I had fun last night, Matthew. I really did.
I think we made some good progress, man, for the cause.
I think that, we already knew they were going to pass all the millage increases and they were going to do everything that they were going to do.
Yeah. No question about it.
And they didn't pay any attention to somebody putting up a resolution or whatever to not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something. The will of the people.
Had a good time. Everybody listening, if you've never been to a county council meeting before, I'd highly suggest you get a seat at the next one in October. I think it's October 11th.
I talked about bringing the pellet grill again.
Yeah.
The ladies, the two that spoke,
uh-huh.
they said, "Oh, really?" And I asked the old cop up there. I said, "Bo, I'm gonna run an electrical cord out to my pellet grill out there next time. Like, cook some leg quarters or something.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that was a good time." Hmm. So I think we might do that next time.
Yeah, but I think
weather permitting, of course, because they don't have a picnic shack out there.
No.
Well, that's a good idea. And let's go beg government for a picnic shack out in front of the community center. We could just take two parking places.
That's suggestion for improving parking and tourism.
And get people to come in. Yeah, get people to come to county council.
They
could even supply hot dogs and hamburgers.
And then
Impossible burgers. And some of them crickets.
They have to get some of them crickets. Right? And then to clean the facilities, they have to have a janitor. All right, so.
Well, he's there all the time.
You have to do all that. Oh, you got to get your permit first, Jeff.
Go get your permit. If it's a government-sanctioned function, we won't need a permit.
That's right. You know. Hey, calm down.
The Max is getting restless, yo.
So just ask yourself those questions. And never forget, Jeff, to open your minds. Don't trust the government. And don't forget that Jeffrey Epstein and John McAfee didn't kill himself.
Dun, dun, dun.
Watch that John McAfee documentary on Amazon. It's awesome.
Bye.
That shit is bananas. At the very end, I don't want to spoil it for you if you want to watch it, but he had that girlfriend from
Jamaica or
Belize. I think it was Belize. Bolivia, something like that. I don't know. But at the very end, they're interviewing her. And they say she's crying because John McAfee sent her that letter saying I'm not going to kill myself, whatever they say, blah blah blah. And so he goes, it goes to the, and it's like pause, pause, pause. But then I got a voicemail after he'd already died. Then I got a voicemail, and then it's like pause, and the producer asks, "Well, who's it from?" And she said, "I don't know who it was. But he said he'd meet me in a few weeks down in Belize or whatever." And she looks over at the camera like,
"Yeah, you know, I don't know if he did or not."
Like, the motherfucker's still alive. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. That was good.
That was a good place to do down there.
And that guy is insane. Like, he's crazy, dude. Like, watching, like, man, he was smoking meth. He was whatever that bath salts or whatever. Like,
yeah,
he was gone. Man.
Yeah, he's. He
probably did kill his neighbor.
He'd been fucked around with.
Oh yeah, he had enough. Yeah. That was a good documentary.
I hope that it don't drive me that fucking insane. I'm pretty grounded about it. But if they started fucking with me like they fucked with him,
yeah,
they're gonna. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel like Ruby Ridge situation. You know, out here sometimes I think about, damn, what the fuck would I do?
Oh, yeah, I'm with
you. Is it, you know, probably best to fight it in court, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're still going to end up dead.
Yeah, that might be the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Yeah, that's what I figured, too. Yeah.